It's hard to not love Bob. Bob personally may be, who knows what he may be personally, but doggone it, as a songwriter, the man has tapped into the well of genius.
And Guy Davis has tapped into the well of bravery, tackling not only a Dylan tune on his new album, but putting his own stamp on some of the best in blues. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, Rita Houston here. Guy Davis is a storyteller, actor, writer, multi-instrumentalist, and more. But if you head to his website, it sums it all up as Guy Davis, Blues Man. For three decades, Guy's carried the acoustic blues torch, spanning a generational gap from the classic to the contemporary, and making sure he not only learns from the past, but passes it on. His own tunes are part of the mix, too, and that's once again the case on his new album, Sweetheart Like You. Yes, the title track comes from Bob Dylan's pen, but as Guy told FUV's Darren DeVivo, folk was actually his introduction to the blues.
I didn't hear blues so much in my home as on records, but I went to a summer camp run by Pete Seeger's brother, John. It was a lot of folk music, and in the midst of that folk music, I heard blues, and I heard tunes that sounded like Mississippi John Hurt. So, yes, I did hear the blues. In fact, the first blues I ever heard was sung by Caucasian college boys. I thought they invented it, because I didn't have the immediate knowledge that blues was something part of my racial or cultural heritage. It was not held close to us in our growing up times. I mean, we were listening to music that had to do with the civil rights movement, this little light of mine and we shall overcome. We were listening to messages of social responsibility that had to do with Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. So the blues had sort of a backseat, but yes, I did get to hear some of that finger picking back then, and it knocked me out every time I heard it.
I once knew a woman that looked like you. She wanted a whole man, not just a half. She used to call me sweet daddy when I was only a child. You kind of remind me of her, the way you laugh. In order to deal in this game, you gotta make the queen disappear. Baby, I know it's done with a flick of the wrist. What's a sweetheart like you doing in a dump like this?
There's a few songs on here that are tunes that have been covered by so many folks over the years, including Can't Be Satisfied, Hoochie Coochie Man. Why attack those songs again after they've been done so many times? What were those about those songs that are really important to you?
Darren, in my opinion, they were ready to come back. Yeah, they've been done to death, but I think they are reborn. I've decided that they are reborn. National Reborn Day. I love Hoochie Coochie Man. Yeah, I can't think of anybody who doesn't. Now that that movie Cadillac Records has come up, I guess it's back. But well, my version's back too, doggone it. And Baby, Please Don't Go. These are songs that are in my blood here. There's something about the rhythm of these songs that kind of drives me. It makes my feet move. And when my son sees me moving and trying to dance, you know, I'm sure he pities me. Other than that, I feel good about these songs.
All right.
Well, I'm going away to leave you. Won't be back no more. Going back down south. And baby, don't you want to go? I'll be trouble. Lord, honey, I'm all worried now. Oh, Lord, I can't be satisfied. Just can't keep from crying. If I feel tomorrow like I feel today, I'm gonna pack my suitcase, honey, make my getaway. I've been troubled, Lord, honey, I'm all worried now. Oh man, I can't be satisfied. Just can't keep from crying.
It's Muddy Waters' Can't Be Satisfied, performed live at FUV by Guy Davis. Hear the complete interview and performance anytime online at WFUV.org.